Around Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic points out that the Red Sox are interested in starting pitching on the trade market, and they want it, quote, sooner rather than later. I have my idea on what the Red Sox should do. I have my idea on my stance on what they should do. But when you hear they want starting pitching, what's your first reaction?
If they're going to go for starting pitching, I want the big boys. You know what I mean? I want somebody that's got a little pop. I want somebody that I feel that could be a 15-game winner. You know, I want to steal like one of those Mets pitchers. I want to, you know, give me somebody, that I'm going to enjoy for years on. And I don't care if they're 29, 30 years old. I just want somebody that I'm going to have for about 3 years, three good years, without really paying a king's ransom. I know that's going to wipe out some of the Mets there. But at this point, you got to do something because you're not going to win a World Series with what you've got right now. It's just not going to happen this year.
Here are the Red Sox two options. They can go for a rental player that doesn't cost a lot, like Tanner Roark of the Reds, okay?
Exactly. Who?
So Tanner Roark of the Reds.
I'll have more breadsticks, please.
He's a guy on a one-year, $10 million deal. He's a rental player. He's not going to cost that much, so he doesn't bring you a lot of payroll there. So you can bring him in. He's got a 3.51 ERA. Or you go for the guy who is under team control for a bunch of years, like you're talking about. Matthew Boyd of the Tigers is a lefty who's one of them, who Dombrowski brought in to Detroit, so there's a relationship there. But I don't think you're getting the elite-level rental player. You're not getting Madison Bumgarner. The Red Sox don't have that. I don't think they have any opportunity to go get Bumgarner. I think they're looking at a low-level rental player that doesn't cost them a lot in terms of money or prospects, or they're looking at a guy who's going to be here for a while but costs you a lot to acquire because he's got so many years left.
Well, you have pieces to move around if you want to, you know, break up the top club. If you want to go ahead and trade some of the pieces there, I'm sure you can go ahead.
Do you want to trade Devers? Do you want to trade Benintendi?
I will think about trading depending on what I'm going to get in return. That's not out of the question. Why is that off the table? I mean,
am I going to trade Devers, a guy who has 5 years left on his rookie contract?
No, I'm not going to trade Devers.
Who's not making a lot of money?
But you better make it. You have to make a decision now on what you want to do about the high price ones. Like I said, Benintendi, Mookie Betts. Because if you don't plan on giving them $350 million, then you want to rebuild the farm system, here's the chance to do it. Don't be afraid. Don't tell me, oh, no, I'm going to keep him until the end, and then I'm going to let him walk away and get nothing.
You get a compensatory pick in the first round.
That's nothing. You know what? Look, you're going to do it right or you're going to do it wrong. I always told you this, right? You know, when we talked about the Celtics, I said, you know, if you're going to go, if Kyrie doesn't want to be around, then get rid of him. You know what I mean? If somebody doesn't want to be around, then get rid of him. If you're not going to sign...
But these guys do say they want to be around.
But no, they only want to be around if you're going to give them $400 million, if that's what Betts means. Because Betts isn't going to be around if you offer him $200 million. So that's baloney. Don't fall for this crap. They say the right things, Brady. Don't be like the guy when the girl goes, oh, I love you, I love you, and she's cheating on you with somebody else. Don't believe that crap. He'll only stay when you give him the money. If you don't give him the money, he's not going to stay. Look at Kemba Walker.
Just said 15 minutes ago, I'm not trading Mookie Betts. You just said that 15 minutes ago. Now you're trading Mookie Betts.
I'll give you Kemba Walker. He told Charlotte, oh, I love you guys. Give me a discount. I'll sign for a discount. Well, they gave him too much of a discount. Blank you. I'll go get more money somewhere else. You loved it 2 minutes ago, right?
You're missing the point on this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I will make a trade for a guy who's got 3 years of team control. I'm not trading for a rental player. One, I don't have the prospects to go get Madison Bumgarner. And the prospects that I do have, if the Giants said, yeah, I'll take your top two prospects for Bumgarner, I'm not doing that for a half a season. I'm not doing it for half a season when I don't think I'm good enough to win the World Series anyways. I will trade for a guy. I'll go take a guy like Matthew Boyd in Detroit, who's not a free agent until after 2022. That gives me half of 2019, all of 20, all of 21, all of 22. I will take that guy for 3.5 years. I'll give up all the prospects you want to go get that guy because it's not going to be just this year. The Red Sox won't win the World Series this year at this juncture. They might win it next year. They might win it the year after that. I'll take Matthew Boyd, who can help me for the long term, but I'm not giving away what limited resources I have for a rental player when I'm not good enough to win anyways.
When you tell me...
You're 9 games behind the Yankees. I'm going to go sacrifice what limited farm system I had to go get Bumgarner to try to, have a one-game playoff? No, thank you.
But when you tell me you can't do this because you don't have the farm system, so that's off the table, you know? Or when you tell me the Celtics can't do this because they're in this position, Well, you know what? Then somebody's got to take the blame for that, because other teams can do that.
Yes, Dave Dombrowski takes the blame.
Other teams were able to get two-plus max deals in basketball. Other teams have pieces to move around. So when you tell me the Celtics or the Red Sox can't do this and the Red Sox can't do that, then what you're really saying is Dombrowski's done a crappy job. Because you've
I've said it from the start.
I'm the only one that said Dombrowski's done a bad job, especially with the contracts. We talked about Hanley. We talked about who else did we send away packing?
Sandoval. Not all of these guys were
that,
him.
But I'm the only one that brings up those crappy contracts.
I have said all along that Dombrowski has put the team in a position to be hamstrung. But everyone keeps coming back to me that if you win the World Series, it was worth it. So that is now the situation that we are in. The Red Sox won the World Series. That because they did that, people have been willing to, they said at least, they were willing to let Dombrowski slide with some of this stuff. Okay? And Ty in Canada is a Tigers fan. He listens to us every day.
Right.
He's texted us in 100 times in the last year and a half. You better win the World Series, because if you don't, the Red Sox are going to end up looking like the Detroit Tigers, who are a mess that Dombrowski left behind. He did the same.
Yeah, but they're not a mess. You just said you think they could win it next year and the year after, so they're not a mess.
Okay, Dombrowski pulled the same stuff in Detroit. Okay, he got Price to a long-term. He traded for Price, sacrificed the farm system. He signed Cabrera, hamstrung the organization. He signed Kinsler, hamstrung the organization. He signed Verlander, that big deal. He signed, trade away Max Scherzer. Like, there were a lot of things there that Dombrowski did that, because the Tigers didn't win, now look really bad. The Red Sox have won, so people have justified it. I'm telling you now, he has put the team in a tough position where they can't do a whole lot of maneuvering. What I'm willing to do is, I love the farm system more than anybody. If I can go get Matthew Boyd of the Tigers or somebody like him who has 3.5 years of team control left and isn't making a lot of money, then I will clear out some of my farm system, because I don't need all of those guys if I can go get a guy who's there for 3.5 years.
If you're going to tell me I'm not going to catch the Yankees anyway, and by the way, the Yankees, were they 12 games out at this point? How many years ago? 19... I forget the year.
79 or something.
76. And they came back and won the division. So that's beside the point. The Mets also had had to overcome a 1-2, but
don't ignore the best one. 95 Mariners, 13 games out, August 1st, won the division. Don't ignore that.
Is the best one. But if you're going to tell me they're not going to catch the Yankees anyway, I'm not playing for just a wild card. I hope I get in, and I hope I go ahead and make a run at things, but I'll just let things sit then. I'll just go ahead and not do anything. That if that's what you're telling me, I won't replenish the farm system. I'll go through the season. I'll get in the playoffs maybe if we're lucky. Maybe I'll lose in that first one game, or maybe I'll lose in the first round, and then I'm screwed. So, I mean, you're not going to leave me much of an option at this point.
You're not going to catch the Yankees. You're nine games behind, so I'm not willing to make a drastic big move for just this year. I will make a big move if it helps me this year and for multiple years beyond, which is what a guy like Matthew Boyd would do. But I am not getting rid of my farm system, depleting what little resources I have, of which I have about nothing. I have about three guys that are worth anything right now in the farm system. I'm not getting rid of those guys to make a run at maybe this year with Madison Bumgarner, because you're not going to catch the Yankees.
I wonder if somebody called you up and wanted one of your strong pieces and offered you so much a return with the farm system, what you would say. Because, you know, I would say, I don't know how these guys, you know, prospects get you fired, but you may do something like that. That's all. You know,
I can't trade Benintendi. I can't. And the reason why is because I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of my outfield. I could trade Benintendi, then lose Betts and Martinez in free agency and be left with nothing but Jackie Bradley, who's the worst of the four. So I can't trade Benintendi because of the uncertainty. I also don't have... I barely have one outfielder to come up from the minor leagues. Nevertheless, I certainly don't have three to go replace all of them.
But if you traded one, then I'm assuming you're going to get one in return. That's going to be an up-and-comer. The reason you have to trade Benintendi... it's because I'm not giving him 150 or 200 million.
I'm not worried about 4 years from now.
You better. You see, that's the problem. That's where Dombrowski makes the mistake. He holds on to people too long and they'll walk away, or he's not thinking how much he's going to owe them in 3-4 years from now. And there's his other mistake.
Benintendi is not a free agent until after the 2022 season. So I got 3.5 years left.
Well, that means you have tons of value in him. So with the value there, and you're not going to catch the Yankees. Well, here's your chance, man. Look, I'm not going to miss Benintendi. You guys seem to love him.
So you want to lose him, Betts, and Martinez. Well, so you want to lose all three of them.
Why am I going to lose Betts if I'm going to give him the $350 million?
You don't want to give him that.
But you keep telling me we're going to give it to him. So if we're going to give Betts the $350, I'm going to get rid of Betts. Look, I'm going to make this clear. You're only keeping one. So you're either going to give Betts the $350 or the $400, or you're going to have to pay Benintendi. You get to choose one.
If Martinez leaves, then I clear off his money and I can keep them both.
Yeah, I'm not giving Benintendi that type of money.
So I'm just saying, if Martinez leaves, then I can keep both.
You can keep both, but I'm not giving Benintendi that money. So that's going to be a wasted money. You're going to waste your money giving him that type. You're just going to waste it. 802-655-6672. Go ahead and jump on in. We'll get your thoughts on that. Brady, what do you want to get to next?
They said what?
They said what's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Sports.